Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You are entering the news vault from KCBS Radio.
Flames and the smoke.
I have a tape recorder here in my hand.
Now nobody would think of doing that.
The newsmen were blocking the door.
It worked for a couple of seconds.
Bringing the sounds of history back to life. Here is your host, Stan Bunger.
On this episode, we'll bring you an hour of KCBS live coverage from the date of March 20th, 2003. That was the day after the U.S.-British ground invasion of southern Iraq began. It was a protest that had been in the making as soon as leaders realized that invasion was imminent. They said they would launch the protest after the invasion was launched, and indeed they did in many cities around the world. Well over 2,000 people were arrested in San Francisco that day and evening. KCBS coverage anchored by Patty Rising. You'll hear field reports from Margie Schaefer in San Francisco, Doug Sovereign in Berkeley, where there was also protest activity, with Ron Servi delivering reports from the air on March 20th, 2003.
CBS News. I'm Lou Miliano. U.S. forces this hour are holding back in the air assault after launching their second strike on Baghdad, still not the massive offensive they promised. And at the Pentagon, CBS News correspondent David Martin says there's a reason.
Once darkness fell again in Baghdad, the air assault resumed with two dozen more cruise missiles. Nothing like the onslaught that had been planned, just enough to keep the pressure on while efforts are made to negotiate the surrender of the Republican Guard units defending Saddam's citadel.
We are in communication with the Republican Guard, the Special Republican Guard, who are increasingly aware that it's going to happen. He's going to be gone.
No one knows if Saddam is gone or just gone into hiding, but intelligence officials say if he is alive, he no longer seems to be in iron-fisted control of his regime, which will make it easier for other Iraqi leaders to surrender.
U.S. and British troops are now in Iraq. The Marines have skirmished with Iraqi troops and destroyed a tank. They're not reporting any casualties. One report says the British Marines have attacked Red Beach at the head of the Persian Gulf, with 1st Division Marines along the border. CBS News correspondent John Roberts.
It's just been an incredible pounding that's been laid down on a couple of regular Iraqi divisions, and these are divisions that commanders have talked about in the weeks running up to this operation that may be the type of units that don't have the stomach for a fight with U.S. forces.
Some Iraqi field commanders are hunkering down, but others are launching small attacks and setting fires. And that could mean no one is in overall command of Iraqi security or military operations. CBS News correspondent Scott Pelley in the desert as well says, just as the massive air assault has yet to happen, neither has the massive ground assault.
The main mass of armor, American and British tanks and armored personnel carriers, have remained in place. They have not moved. But we believe that what we have seen through most of the night has been a cavalry and scouting operation largely designed to probe the enemy's defenses, to soften those defenses, and to knock out his observation posts.
Anti-war protesters converged on New York's Times Square at rush hour today, calling for peace as police struggled to contain the crowd. No reports of any injuries, but a whole lot of arrests in San Francisco, as police say at least 500 people were taken into custody during anti-war protests there. Spokesmen say at any one time, there were more than 50 locations where protesters were assembled. Stocks came back from a sharp early decline that threatened their best winning streak in nearly 3 years, but analysts say worries about the war chilled the momentum. Today's close in the Dow up 21 points to 8286, the NASDAQ up 6 to 1403. This is CBS News.
I love sledding, but I'm so cold. Let's go to my house for Ovaltine Hot.
All right, Ovaltine Hot, come on!
The kids will be back soon. Let's make them rich chocolate Ovaltine Hot.
Great idea.
Dave's mom's making
creamy, chocolatey Ovaltine Hot.
Yeah!
Oh, Ovaltine's made with milk.
Yeah, so Ovaltine's creamier than ordinary hot cocoa and full of vitamins and minerals. Swiss Miss and Carnation aren't.
Mom, we're here.
Who wants Ovaltine Hot?
Me!
Let's make more.
More Ovaltine, please!
One company, three exceptional certified pre-owned vehicle programs. That's what you'll get with the Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury certified pre-owned programs, all backed by Ford and delivering only the best to you. And right now, get APR financing as low as 3.9% on Taurus, Sable, Explorer, Mountaineer, Ranger, Expedition, Focus, LS, Town Car, and Navigator. Not all buyers will qualify. Ford Credit Limited Term APR financing. Take delivery from dealer stock by March 31st, 2003. See dealer for details. For more information, visit FordCPO.com.
A life sentence for a retired Air Force Master Sergeant convicted of offering U.S. intelligence secrets to Iraq and China. Brian Patrick Regan says he never harmed anyone, and prosecutors acknowledge that he never passed along any secrets. CBS News reporter Stephanie Lambidakis says that appears to have been reflected in the deal he got.
A federal judge approved the sentencing deal for convicted spy Brian Regan to serve life in prison for attempting to sell military secrets to Iraq and China. Although Regan did not get any leniency on his prison term, the government will pay retirement benefits to his wife, Annette, the kind of annuity the government is paying to the wife of convicted spy Robert Hansen, and some of the conditions of his confinement are being eased.
After nearly 2 days, passengers are finally flying out of Denver International Airport. The airport reopened two runways today after being closed for 32 hours due to the blizzard that hit the Front Range this week. Lou Milliano, CBS News.
You're listening to KCBS All News 74. All news, all the time.
It's 5:05 at KCBS. Should be a clear evening and then sunny and a little bit warmer tomorrow. Good evening. I'm Patty Rising. Mike Pulsifer is off today. In the news this hour,
I'm Margie Schaefer along Market Street in San Francisco, where anti-war protesters block traffic and claim the streets in the name of peace.
And I'm Doug Sovereign in Berkeley, where 120 anti-war protesters are arrested after taking over the Cal administration building.
This says the war to disarm Saddam Hussein has intensified as American and British troops enter southern Iraq. More on these stories coming up, plus traffic and weather together, sports and John Madden at 15, and financial news at 25. KCBS News Time 5:06. As you just heard on the CBS Hourly News, U.S. and British troops have begun the ground war invasion into southern Iraq. Bombs and cruise missiles have hit strategic points in Baghdad for a second straight night. American Marines have skirmished with Iraqi troops and destroyed one of their tanks. And reporters traveling with soldiers in Iraq have witnessed the burning of oil wells. Anti-war protesters have been in full force in the Bay Area today. One large demonstration is going on right now at the intersection of Powell and Market Streets in downtown San Francisco. KCBS reporter Margie Schaefer is there and joins us live. Margie?
Patty, police and protesters stand nose to nose on Market Street. Police armed with batons and guns, their faces covered with helmets. They're surrounding the intersection of 5th and Market. Dozens of arrests have been made, several throwing screaming fits, bucking their bodies as plastic cuffs are thrown on their wrists. Each time, the crowd yelling in support of the protesters. Those arrested are photographed with a Polaroid camera before being loaded onto the paddy wagon. Market Street is blocked in both directions. These protesters say they are claiming the streets in the name of peace. They say they are blocking traffic because it can't be business as usual with bombs flying in Iraq. I couldn't even begin to estimate the crowd numbers here. Some of the crowd say that the mood is changing, that the tension is escalating. Earlier, people were dancing with bongo drums. Some were singing peace songs. Now that seems to be changing a bit with fists flying in the air. For a bird's eye view, we go to Ron Servi and Sky One overhead.
Well, Margie, I can see all this crowd that you're talking about here at 5th and Market. They're also spilling into the intersection at 4th and Market, which is very significant because this is blocking traffic coming from Stockton trying to get onto 4th. Another demonstration I'm noticing now is on Mission Street. All the muni buses and several vehicular traffic has been sent out to Mission to avoid Market, and now Mission is shut down at 6th, so it is a mess trying to get through town, but if you're just trying to get across Market, you can do so at 1st and get out towards the Skyway. Above San Francisco, Ron Servi in KCBS Sky 1.
Thank you, Ron. Hundreds of anti-war protesters that have already been arrested in San Francisco today are being held at Pier 27 for processing. The Sheriff's Department estimates up to 700 people have been taken into custody. The arrested demonstrators will likely be released after they're cited for misdemeanors, which include blocking an intersection and failure to obey a police officer. Many protesters who refuse to identify themselves will be charged with more serious felonies and will be detained overnight. KCBS News Time 5:08. John Atkinson is back with us, updating a very busy traffic day.
And, Patty, we've got more problems on the Upper East Shore Freeway heading out towards the Carquinez Bridge. A new injury accident eastbound 80 at Willow Avenue. It looks like a two-car injury accident may be blocking the second lane from the left. Highway patrol's on scene, and they're trying to clear that off to the right-hand shoulder. But this is the third accident of the afternoon heading out on the East Shore Freeway towards the Carquinez Bridge. So eastbound 80 is slow in stretches from the maze all the way on out to the Carquinez Bridge. It's just a really tough afternoon there. Also very slow northbound 680 in stretches from before Bollinger Canyon all the way into Walnut Creek to Monument Boulevard. There's a flashing Caltrans sign at Monument advising motorists of a planned closure set for the freeway that starts tonight at 11 o'clock, and everybody is slowing down there to take a look at that. 580 through the Pleasanton-Livermore Valley, KCBS Sky 3, Carl Thomas.
And John, a few more brake lights this afternoon through Pleasanton. Slow traffic bumper to bumper begins right at the Hop Yard overcrossing, continues out beyond El Charro and by North Livermore Avenue. That's where you'll find the pockets of slow traffic for the ride through Livermore.
Traffic along the Highway 85 West Santa Clara Valley, KCBS Sky 2, Peter Schofield.
Southbound 85 slows at El Camino Real North. From there, it stretches of slow traffic to just past De Anza.
Good news through San Francisco is that there's no delays eastbound 80 to the lower deck of the Bay Bridge. Your next update, 518 on the traffic leader, KCBS.
Clear and cool overnight, sunny and even warmer tomorrow after the morning fog goes away. Look for highs in the 60s and a lot of spots into the low 70s inland. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on KCBS, All News 74, KCBS News Time 510.
CBS News Update, I'm Tom Foti.
Things are going very well.
Defense Secretary Rumsfeld just about one day after the start of U.S. military operations against Iraq.
General Franks and his team are first rate. They're enormously capable. They've got a plan that, in my judgment, is excellent, and they are proceeding with it.
Rumsfeld a few minutes ago on Capitol Hill. That plan he referred to apparently modified on the fly to put some, but not yet many, U.S. and British ground troops into Iraq even before the start of another round of aerial attacks tonight on Baghdad. CBS News reporter Rob Milford and his satellite phone have been traveling with the early ground contingent.
We've been hiding in the desert for the last 3 days. The sandstorm's masking us by day. We've been moving by night. We've had scud warnings all day. We've been in our chemical warfare, our mop gear all day, put on those hot, sweaty suits and gas masks and gloves and boots. At one time, we're in for a half hour. We thought the scud was headed to us.
As for what's likely next?
In the hours ahead, I think we can look for the push-off of the main invasion force and the start of the drive to Baghdad. They want to get to those oil fields as quickly as they can to prevent any further sabotage, because, of course, that is the key to Iraq's reconstruction, since that is Iraq's main asset, the oil.
CBS News National Security Correspondent David Martin at the Pentagon. How much control does Saddam Hussein have over Iraq? Very much unanswered. But Iraqi media are quoting him as cursing the U.S.-led attackers and saying God would help Iraq stand firm against the U.S.-led invasion. The day after the start of that, there were street protests, large and small, around the world, anti-war demonstrations in this country, and hundreds of thousands marched on American embassies in Athens, Paris, and other cities. CBS News Update, I'm Tom Foti.
Keep it tuned to KCBS for the latest on the military action in the Persian Gulf. The next update from CBS News is coming your way at 5:20. Of course, anti-war protests dominate the news here at home. Let's go to the other side of the bay, to UC Berkeley's campus this afternoon, where there was a large sit-in protest. It's about 2,000 students rallied against the war. KCBS reporter Doug Sovereign joins us live with the latest. Doug?
Well, Patty, I think even its organizers were impressed by just how big this demonstration got, close to 2,000 filling Sproul Plaza just a day before spring break. Administrators called it the biggest campus protest in at least a decade. Just before 1 o'clock, about 300 of the demonstrators, most of them students, took over Sproul Hall. There was a brief scuffle with campus police, who decided to pull out and surround the protesters rather than try to stop the occupation.
action. As the demonstrators sat in, protester Todd Creshan told them they had an obligation to be there.
Berkeley is traditionally seen as one of the centers globally of the student anti-war movement. We need to make a decision as a generation to stand up and say, not in our name. We are
After 3 hours, UC police finally told the crowd trespassing. They arrested 120. That is up one from the last time we talked. That there was one straggler, so it's 120 arrests. The building has been cleared and locked, and now has been restored here on campus. Some of these protesters have moved on to downtown. There's another rally underway now outside City Hall. We're going to go check that out just to make sure that it remains peaceful. We'll get back to you with that. Live at UC Berkeley, Doug from KCBS All News 74.
Well, law enforcement in the Bay Area have asked other agencies for help in dealing with a large amount of protesters here. More on that from reporter Myrna Davis in Sacramento.
We're going to head down to the San Francisco office, and we'll be deployed from there, but we could be deployed as we go.
More than 60 special ops officers stage at the CHP Academy in West Sacramento on their way to control war protesters in San Francisco.
And our purpose is to try to keep them off the freeway so that we can ensure that everybody's making it to and from their destinations.
CHP Assistant Commissioner Manny Padilla says these officers are well-equipped to deal with civil unrest.
They carry with them their baton and also a shield that we provide to them in case they start taking rocks.
Officer Wayne Kennewick goes through his mental checklist before heading out.
Where we're going, what our activity is going to be, basically thinking about our training in the past and putting it to good use when we deploy these situations.
In West Sacramento, Myrna Davis for KCBS All News 74.
KCBS News Time 5:14.
Have you been waiting for a super low price on high-speed internet? Well, your wait is over because right now Comcast is bringing you one incredible deal on the wildest web in the West. Get Comcast high-speed cable internet now 3 months for the price of one, or basically 2 months free. And basic installation is free, too. Think about it. Super fast downloads and supersonic gaming all in the comfort of your own home, and a super savings package of over $100. So now's the time to quicken your web connection with Comcast high-speed cable internet. Now 3 months for the price of one plus free installation. But this offer is gone. So act now. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Certain restrictions apply. Prices shown do not include applicable taxes. Call Comcast at 1-800-COMCAST for system requirements, pricing, and service details. After promotional period, regular service and equipment charges apply. Installation offer applies to basic installation. Offer ends March 26, 2003.
Coming up on KCBS, American and British troops begin the ground war invasion of Iraq as the war to disarm Saddam Hussein intensifies. Another CBS News update is coming up at 5:20. KCBS News Time 5:15. Right now it is time for the KCBS Sports Line. Here is Hal Remy. He's got John Madden, too.
All right, Patty, here at the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame festivities. We're also watching college basketball. And Stanford managed to hang on, beating San Diego 77-69 this afternoon. They'll dance to play UConn. Josh Childress leading Stanford with 22 points. UConn beat BYU today. The Cal Bears had to go overtime. They beat NC State 76-74. They will play Oklahoma Saturday. The Sooners easily over South Carolina State by 71-54. The evening games are underway, and the big surprise at this point, Creighton, a number 6 seed, is trailing Central Michigan, an 11th seed, late in the first half, 36-22. And a golf, a six-way tie for the lead round, one of the Bay Hill Invitational, Stewart Cink, and five others, along with Jeff Maggers, the other big name. Tiger Woods just one back, the leaders at 69, Tigers at 70, Ernie Els a 74. Time now for John Madden, sponsored by Comcast Digital Cable. Earlier today, John checked in with his favorite in the NCAA tournament.
I would like to see Vermont. You know, Vermont finally gets their 102 years, and they're trying to get to the game, and they can't even fly there. There's a snowstorm, and they have to go to Denver and then take a bus. And then, and, you know, after a 102-year wait, you know, this happened. And you just, just stories like that are kind of fun to watch.
Yeah, the Cubs think they've been waiting a long time.
Yeah, look at Vermont.
All they have to do is beat top-ranked Arizona today.
Yeah, yeah. But at least, you know, I mean, it has to be a heck of an experience for those guys. I mean, just think that, you know, the players that are seniors, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, they started at Vermont, and, you know, little did they know. I mean, they can still say, you know, I mean, the rest of their life, they can still say, you know, when I was at Vermont, we played in the NCAA tournament. And I think, you know, that's still a thing. I mean, I know that, you know, we're number one and all those things, but, you know, I mean, stories like that are always kind of fun.
And alas, Vermont came up short against Arizona today, the Wildcats winning now 180-51. Listen for John Madden live at 8:15 in the morning, Monday through Friday on KCBS. Madden replays at 3:15 and 5:15 weekday afternoon. Sports at 15 and 45 on KCBS All News 74.
Traffic when you need it on KCBS at 8, 18, 28, 38, 48, and 58 minutes past every hour. Not just a few hours a day, but all day and all night. Count on it. Only on KCBS All News 74.
KCBS News Time 5:18. We're going to get you caught up now on your Thursday evening commute. Here's John.
And Patty, we'll start in San Jose, where we've got some heavy traffic through the downtown area. Southbound 280 jammed up from Meridian on out towards 10th, and southbound 87 stop and go from 280 towards Alma. Set out to 101 along the Bayshore Freeway. KCBS Sky 2, Peter Schofield.
Northbound 101 is sluggish between Holly and Peninsula Avenue. Now, in that slow traffic, we have an accident just moved to the right-hand shoulder at Hillsdale.
Accident Hercules, eastbound 80 at Willow. That may still be blocking one of the middle lanes. Traffic is slow in stretches from the maze all the way out to the Carquinez Bridge. Heading through the maze now, KCBS Sky 1, Ron Survey.
And it does look good coming off the lower deck of the Bay Bridge. That's the good news. Now the bad news. East 80 jamming up from the maze. That's going to continue up beyond Golden Gate Fields.
And 582-38 Castro Valley Y, KCBS Sky 3.
And John, not too far out of the norm for travelers through the Y in Castro Valley. 580 just slowing up right about Stroh Bridge onto 238.
San Francisco City Street still a mess along both Market and Mission through the downtown area. Your next update, 528 on the traffic leader, KCBS.
Well, there is some pretty nice weather in the six-day Bay Area forecast, and to join us now to tell us more about it is Channel 5 KCBS meteorologist Samantha Moore.
Mostly clear tonight as you head out the door. Temperatures for overnight lows will be in the upper 30s, 40s to low 50s across the Bay Area. Friday, we'll have some patchy morning fog, then mostly sunny and warmer, 60s to near 70 degrees on our Friday. Saturday, clouds on the increase with a chance of rain during the day on Friday afternoon, lasting through Sunday morning, clearing out during the day on Sunday. Monday looks dry. Tuesday, more clouds, and Wednesday, another chance for rain. Weather where you live tonight on Channel 5.
Thank you, Samantha. Right now in San Jose, it's 60. It's 59 in Livermore, 55 in San Francisco, 62 in Concord, 61 in Oakland. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on KCBS. All News 74. It's 520.
CBS News Update. I'm John Harchi. The Pentagon says the real battle hasn't begun, but now huge explosions are reported near the Kuwait-Iraqi border toward Basra. There was another cruise missile attack on Baghdad several hours ago, and some Marine and Army units have moved into southern Iraq. That's in addition to small groups of U.S. Special Operations soldiers.
They have been in Iraq, all over Iraq, but they're not in there to fight. They're in there to collect information, to work with the natives who are going to help them, to find out where the good bases are that we can use.
CBS News consultant, Lieutenant General Perry Smith, says the Special Operations troops will be in good position when the full assault begins.
They're going to be up there helping and blazing targets and directing the forces and giving them communications and giving them the intelligence, so the eyes of the special forces will then become the eyes of the ground forces, which will make the operation go much more smoothly.
After briefing congressional leaders this evening, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld told reporters there's no doubt the Iraqi regime will not be there in the future.
The people will be enormously relieved and liberated, and the military, if they're wise, will refuse to obey orders, and particularly will refuse to obey any orders involving the use of weapons of mass destruction.
The start of combat produced scattered anti-war demonstrations.
I'm gonna lay down my cluster bomb.
This group demonstrated in New York. At a protest in Mississippi, a demonstrator carried a sign saying, support the U.S. or keep your mouth shut. CBS News Update. I'm John Harchi.
Keep it tuned to KCBS for full coverage of the war in Iraq. The next CBS News update is coming your way at 5:31. KCBS News Time, 5:22. Bay Area Muslim leaders say the war has already sparked a number of backlash incidents against members of their community. We get details from KCBS reporter Mike Colgan in the Santa Clara County Bureau.
Muslim leaders voiced their concerns during a news conference held at a mosque in Santa Clara.
One of the verified statements that have been made is to a Muslim woman with a young child in the back seat. Gentleman pulled up beside her and immediately said, go back to your effing country, you effing raghead B-word.
Halal Amira heads up the Council on American Islamic Relations.
No one in the American Muslim community supports the brutal dictatorship in imposing itself upon the people of Iraq. But distaste of the Iraqi regime is not sufficient justification for this war.
Friday has been designated as a special day of prayer at the more than 30 mosques around the Bay Area. in the Santa Clara County Bureau, Mike Holgan, KCBS, All News 74.
KCBS Financial News is just 2 minutes away, sponsored by Import Motors of Oakland.
Two things I can't live without: college basketball and a paycheck. While I'm stuck at work, it sure would be nice to catch every game.
Steve Andrews, college sports fanatic. Luckily, Steve has Singular's exclusive NCAA text package and unlimited text messaging for $2.99 a month. Now he gets in-game alerts, final scores, and upset notifications right on his Singular phone. And only Singular customers can text in their vote during games on CBS. Plus, Steve's ringtone is his school fight song.
I call it the Steve's Got Game Even at Work plan.
Hurry into Singular by April 12th to get unlimited text messaging for just $2.99 a month, so you can text all you want about anything you want.
It's easier than getting the NCAA to reschedule the tournament around my job.
Go to Singular.com/NCAA, visit your local store, or call 1-866-SINGULAR by April 12th to sign up. Singular fits you best. Requires Singular wireless service plan. Unlimited text messaging valid through July 12, 2003, then 100 text messages included. Singular Wireless is an official NCAA corporate champion. See store for details.
If you own a Mercedes or BMW, can you think of any good reason why you shouldn't service your car at Import Motors of Oakland?
Shouldn't I take my car to a dealer for maintenance?
Good question. Not a good reason. Import Motors of Oakland is a state-of-the-art 15,000 square foot service center. They have the staff, they have the equipment, and they have most parts in stock. Any other reason why you shouldn't service your car at Import Motors of Oakland?
Import Motors is in Oakland. I don't live in Oakland.
Now again, bad reason. Import Motors of Oakland is convenient to the Bay Area on 40th and Telegraph, just a few blocks from highways 580, 980, and 24. Just one block east of the MacArthur BART station. Anything else?
Yeah, my car is a Yugo.
Good reason, finally. If you own a Mercedes or BMW, however, the only reason not to service your car at Import Motors of Oakland is you don't know about them, which is silly, considering. In business 35 years, call 510-652-7200. 510-652-7200. Import Motors of Oakland.
KCBS News Time 525. The Dow was up the seventh straight day. Let's get KCBS financial news from Bob Price.
The New York Stock Exchange, Pacific Exchange, and other exchanges around the country observed 2 minutes of silence before the open this morning to honor our troops and their families. The market rises again today at the close after a very cautious start. We were up another 21 points on the Dow to 8,286, so the seventh consecutive advance for the blue chip indicator. Approximately three stocks rising for every two declining at the New York Stock Exchange today. The NASDAQ up more than 5 to 1,402. The S&P 500 advances almost 2 points to get to 875 and change, and the 10-year Treasury note up 3/32, the yield of 3.97%. Again, a 21-point advance for the Dow, and the NASDAQ up more than 5.5 points today. At the Pacific Exchange, I'm Bob Price. Financial News 25 and 55 on KCBS All News 74.
KCBS News Time 526. The Port of Oakland is immersed in labor strife again just months after a bitter dispute that bogged down shipping lanes with international commerce. The latest labor battle involves security guards who patrol the nation's fourth busiest port. The negotiations for a new contract affect 73 workers responsible for a wide range of duties, from controlling the traffic at the dock to monitoring the cargo passing through Oakland. The guards' contract expired last July. KCBS Traffic and Weather Together is coming right up.
Where can you find the largest selection of fine wines under one roof in the Bay Area? Beltramo's, of course. Beltramo's has a huge selection featuring thousands of carefully chosen wines from every corner of the world, many at super discounted prices. This month, all imported red wines are on sale at Beltramo's. Beltramo's boasts the Bay Area's largest selection of imported wines, with a strong emphasis on the red wines of Piedmont, Tuscany, Bordeaux, Burgundy, and southern France. Their selection of red Bordeaux from the widely acclaimed 2000 vintage is the Bay Area's finest. Now through March 29th, choose six or more 750-milliliter bottles and get 20% off. Wines are arriving weekly and selling through quickly. Shop early for the best selection. Serving the peninsula and family-owned since 1882, Beltramo's remains the Bay Area's best wine shop for service, selection, and prices. Beltramo's is located at 1540 El Camino Real in Menlo Park, just a mile and a half north of the Stanford Shopping Center. Thanks for shopping at Beltramo's.
Red-tagged wines excluded, but may be used for count.
KCBS News Time 5:28. As promised, we're headed right back out to the KCBS Traffic Watch. It is sponsored this time around by Japan National Tourist Organization. Here's John.
And Patty, we've got a new accident on the Nimitz Freeway leaving the Santa Clara Valley. It's in Milpitas, northbound 880 past Dixon Landing Road. Couple cars and a motorcyclist. It's blocking the left-hand lane, 880 and 92 through Hayward. KCBS Sky 2, Peter Schofield.
Traffic eastbound 92 jams up as you come off the San Mateo Bridge between Industrial and 880. If you're northbound on the Nimitz, that'll slow between Fremont North and Tennyson.
Next up, a look at Interstate 580 through Oakland. KCBS Sky 3, Carl Thomas.
And John, some slow stuff here for folks headed into San Leandro. It all begins right about the 24 interchange. Lightens up a little bit out beyond Fruitvale.
San Francisco city streets still a mess because of the anti-war protesters. Market is affected between 4th and 5th, and also Mission is really a mess between 6th and 7th. If at all possible, avoid the downtown financial district area near Market Street in Sway. But traffic slow in stretches from the maze all the way on out towards the Carquinez Bridge because of a series of earlier problems on the peninsula. Northbound 101 at slowing in stretches from Amphitheater Parkway on out to University Avenue, then more slowing from Holly to Hillsdale. There's a crash at Ralston in Belmont. That's just been cleared off to the right-hand shoulder. Your next update, 538 on the Traffic Leader, KCBS.
We'll see clear skies overnight, getting chilly inland, though, with lows in the 30s and 40s. After a bit of morning fog, tomorrow should be a great day, sunny and a little bit warmer even. Highs should range in a lot of spots in the 60s, reaching into the low 70s in some of the inland valleys. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on KCBS, All News 74.
So where would you like to spend our vacation?
I'm afraid to ask.
But I asked.
Oh, is it really up to me?
I'm glad you asked. What I really want is an exotic, pristine location.
Uh-huh.
You know, beautiful forests, azure seas, endless gardens.
Uh-huh.
Do you have a vacation wish list longer than your vacation time?
Oh, and bustling cities, excitement, cultural centers of the world, and food.
There is a place where all your vacation dreams are possible.
I want everything I eat to dance on my tongue.
Everything.
Discover Japan, where you can experience the dreams of a lifetime in one visit. But visit often, because you'll discover more dreams every day when you discover Japan.
In short, I want heaven itself.
Heaven on earth.
What a good idea. I'm so glad I asked. Heaven on Earth. When do we leave?
The Japan National Tourist Organization, JNTO, invites you to visit www.jnto.go.jp to find out all about your next vacation to Japan. JNTO.go.jp. Discover Japan.
This is KCBS All News 74. All news, all the time.
It's Thursday, March 20th, 2003. The ground war invasion into Iraq begins as American soldiers skirmish with Iraqi troops. Cruise missiles and bombs strike Baghdad for a second straight night. The very latest from CBS News coming right up. In the meantime, here in the Bay Area, hundreds of protesters are arrested on both sides of the Bay during anti-war demonstrations. We'll have another live update coming right up. Also ahead on KCBS, we will have sports at 45 and financial news at 55. Good evening. I'm Patty Rising. Mike Pulsifer is off today. It's 5:31.
CBS News Update. I'm Lou Maliano.
Got a plan that, in my judgment, is excellent, and they are proceeding with it.
Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld, as the bombing of Baghdad's over for now. But CBS News correspondent David Martin at the Pentagon says to the south, the troops are on the roll.
In the hours ahead, I think we can look for the push-off of the main invasion force and the start of the drive to Baghdad. They want to get to those oil fields as quickly as they can to prevent any further sabotage, because, of course, that is the key to Iraq's reconstruction, since that is Iraq's main asset, the oil.
But still not the massive push, neither on the ground nor in the air. Not yet. But it mattered not in the nation's capital in front of the White House today, a protest. CBS News Update. I'm Lou Maliano.
Keep it tuned to KCBS for full coverage of the war in Iraq. The next update from CBS News coming your way at 5:40. While protesters continue to gather in San Francisco in the Market Street area, let's go live to the scene once again and check in with KCBS's Margie Schaefer. Margie?
Patty, these anti-war protesters are filling the streets. They are blocking traffic in both directions. They are holding picket signs. Many are creative. Some saying, rally the masses, not the troops. Another says, the real axis of evil, with a picture of an SUV. There have been several arrests. There's great people watching here. One man dressed as a grim reaper. He holds a sickle that says, "We reap what we sow." There's a group calling themselves the Crafty Bitches Knitting for Peace. They're sitting in front of the Gap with their needles, making sweaters. There are young men with Rastafari hairstyles, women with long skirts, all yelling in the name for peace. And then, of course, people in business suits, people in jeans and T-shirts, but they all have a common message. They say they are claiming the streets in the name of peace, that they are blocking traffic because it can't be business as usual with bombs flying in Iraq. With a look from above, here's Ron Servi in Sky One.
Well, Margie, I've been watching the scene from the air since very early this morning, since about 7 o'clock this morning, and now I can see how all these protests that have been up and down Market Street have all started to congregate right here in front of the cable car turnaround at Powell. They are certainly crossing Market Street, but they're no longer up and down Market Street like we had seen. Mostly concentrated here. There's another batch out in front of the Flood building, but traffic at least is able to get by. Another problem we have, though, is a bunch of demonstrators that are out here at Mission and 7th. They have shut down Mission Street now between 6th and 7th. Above San Francisco, Ron Servi in KCBS Sky One.
Well, San Francisco police have just finished a news briefing. Let's go live to the scene there and check in with KCBS's Ron Nasso. Ron?
Patty, Assistant Police Chief Alex Fagan says they got word that anti-war protesters would try to shut down commerce in San Francisco this morning. He says the department reacted quickly. Police officers were deployed early this morning to deal with the situation. As of 5 o'clock this afternoon, over 1,000 arrests have been made. Now, the overtime cost for officers will be in the neighborhood of $400,000 to $500,000 a day. Chief Fagan says he's prepared to provide officers for as long as it takes. As long as the demonstrations continue, the officers will be on hand. He also points out the police services have not been jeopardized in San Francisco, that there are enough officers in all the district stations to handle any situation that arises, and the crime has not increased in the last 2 days. Reporting live in San Francisco, Ron Nasso, KCBS All News 74.
Keep it tuned to KCBS for the very latest on those anti-war protests around the Bay Area and how they are affecting traffic. KCBS News Time 5:35. This portion of the Newswatch is sponsored by the SBC Smart Yellow Pages, the most used directory in the Bay Area. It's time for Dave Ross.
Is God on his side? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network from Doha, Qatar. It could have ended in a hail of missiles, but they missed.
I don't need to remind you what you should do to defend our country.
And Saddam quickly fired back with a speech saying an Iraqi victory is the will of God.
Let the unbelievers go to hell.
Is it? Difficult to verify. But I did check with Professor Abdul Hamid Al Ansari, Dean of the College of Islamic Studies at the University of Qatar here in Doha, and his statement, through a translator, was without hesitation.
This is permitted by international law and also by Islamic law, because the saving of any people in the case of Iraqi people aims of jihad in Islam.
I expressed some shock and awe at that, especially at the idea of the U.S. military achieving jihad status. But what makes it legal under Islamic law, he said, was the overriding need to remove a leader who is unjust to his people.
There is no any problem for a foreign power to liberate Iraq.
Saddam, of course, seems to think that Islam is on his side.
Let the unbelievers go to hell, the enemies of God and the enemies of humanity and mankind. You will be victorious, Iraqi people.
But what he apparently doesn't realize is that under at least one interpretation of Islamic law, for the Iraqi people to win, he has to lose. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.
$995.
I refinanced my first mortgage
and paid closing costs of just $995.
You've got the green light.
It's Green Light Financial Services flat fee refi. For example, get a 15-year fixed-rate loan at just 5.5%, 5.556 APR, with a flat closing cost of just $995. No points, no other fees. Call now and lock in this great deal for free. Call 866-66-FASTER. There's no upfront cost or obligation.
866-66-FASTER. You've got the green light.
Sample transaction at 5.5% is 180 monthly payments of $8.17 per $1,000. Not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Rate subject to change. APR loan amount $275,000. Taxes and insurance charges may increase closing costs. Loans will be made or arranged pursuant to Department of Corporation's California Finance Lender License. Equal Housing Lender.
KCBS News Time, 5:38. John's back. He's updating your Thursday ride home, and boy, it's been tough in some spots.
Boy, I tell you, we've got a whole bunch of stuff going on. We've got a couple new stalls to tell you about. First of all, heard from Pete of the KCBS phone force, a stall in Walnut Creek, eastbound 24. On the connector ramp to northbound 680, that stall blocking the middle lane. There's also a stall in Oakland, eastbound 580, just past Highway 24, at stall blocking the right-hand lane. Downtown Oakland, there's some closures along city streets. KCBS Sky 3, Carl Thomas.
Yeah, John, right in front of the police station area, 4th Street is shut down between Broadway and Webster. Also, you'll find a little bit of activity in the intersection of 6th Street and Washington. As a result of that police activity down there, the Broadway off-ramps from north and southbound 880 are shut down. This is causing some congestion. 980 West feeding into 880, that heavy down to Embarcadero.
Accidents in Fremont, north 880 past Dakota, that's off to the right-hand shoulder. The Dumbarton Bridge, KCBS Sky 2, Peter Schofield.
The University and Willow approaches to the Dumbarton Bridge are slow at the intersections along the way. The Bayfront Expressway slows about a quarter mile before Willow.
And another look at the city street situation in San Francisco, KCBS Sky 1.
These protesters are starting to move. They're marching up Powell Street now, heading towards Union Square. In the meantime, Market remains shut down between 6th and 4th. And 5th Street is now shut down at Mission.
And as you head through San Francisco to the Bay Bridge, eastbound 80, just minor delays onto the span. Your next update, 5:48 on the traffic leader, KCBS.
Clear skies in the forecast with overnight lows in the 30s and 40s. Tomorrow will be sunny and warmer after some morning fog, highs in the 60s and a lot of spots into the low 70s inland. San Jose up to 66 tomorrow, San Francisco 65, Oakland should reach 64. Traffic and weather together on KCBS.
It's the JCPenney huge sale this Saturday only. Get there early for 20 to 60% store-wide savings. Plus, don't miss huge bonus savings like an extra 10% off sale prices, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Hurry in, JCPenney.
Join me, Narcy David, April 4th at the Ritz-Carlton San Francisco for the Narcy Toast Gourmet Gala benefiting Berklee Repertory Theater. Call 510-647-2903 for tickets. Sponsored by Macy's West, American Airlines, and KCBS All News 74.
It is the second night of the U.S.-led bombing campaign against Iraq. We are going to get another CBS News update in just seconds. KCBS News Time, 5:40.
CBS News Update, I'm Tom Foti. That is what it sounds like tonight on the outskirts of the southern Iraqi city of Basra, not far north of Iraq's border with Kuwait. Explosions reported there by CBS News correspondent Scott Pelley, who has gone into Iraq with the early U.S. ground troops. The Reuters news agency reporting huge fireballs in the area. CBS News correspondent John Roberts is with the 1st Marine Division along the Kuwait-Iraq border.
This is what's called preparatory fire, and they've been laying down an awful lot of it tonight. Shells falling at the rate of about one per second for 30 minutes at a time, each barrage. Then they take a bit of a break, and they reload, and then they lay it on again.
Early battlefield reports indicate an engagement between U.S. Marines and Iraqi soldiers in the south of Iraq. Baghdad is now reported quiet after a second round of bombs in a day. Meanwhile, Iraqi TV says Saddam Hussein did survive the early Allied attacks. No confirmation. It is not known how much control he has over his forces, if it is true, but Defense Secretary Rumsfeld, speaking a short time ago on Capitol Hill, was taking no chances.
The military, if they're wise, will refuse to obey orders, and particularly will refuse to obey any orders involving the use of weapons of mass destruction.
Regardless, Iraq could be using missiles it is not supposed to have. Military officials say Iraq fired at least 3 missiles today, although there is debate over how many of them were the prohibited Scuds. In this country, President Bush has ordered the Treasury to seize about $1.75 billion worth of Iraqi assets here, while not far away from the rain-soaked streets near the White House in Washington. Anti-war protests in this country and around the world. CBS News Update, I'm Tom Foti.
Keep it tuned to KCBS for full coverage of the war in Iraq. The next CBS News Update is coming up at 5:50. KCBS News Time, 5:42. The FBI has now issued a worldwide alert for a man suspected of being a dangerous al-Qaeda terrorist last seen in Miami. KCBS's Rebecca Corral has that.
The underground name for Adnan G.L. Shukrajama gives some indication of why the FBI is so desperate to find him.
This guy has a nickname of the pilot. That alone has caused the FBI to put out this worldwide alert because if this fellow has access to aircraft and he is the threat that they allege, that could be very damaging.
Brian Levin is director of the Center for the Study of Hate and Extremism at Cal State San Bernardino.
One of the things we know about al-Qaeda is that even low-level people who have been trained can carry out horrendous acts of terrorism.
El-Shikrijama was last sighted in the United States in Miami.
This bellow, this be on the lookout for, is a worldwide alert, and the FBI has agents assigned in over 36 offices outside of the United States. So they're going to be looking for him, and they'll also be alerting Interpol to be on the look for him as well.
Rebecca Corral, KCBS, All News 74.
KCBS News Time, 5:43.
Hi, I'm Narcy David, inviting you to the Narcy Toast Gourmet Gala and Auction to benefit Berkeley Repertory Theater Friday, April 4th at the fabulous Ritz-Carlton San Francisco. Enjoy a gourmet meal prepared by top chefs such as Jean Alberti, Jean-Pierre Dubré, Charlie Palmer from New York, Daniel Patterson and Joseph Manzari from Globe. Call 510-647-2903 to get your tickets for only $275 per person. Sponsored by Macy's West, American Airlines, and KCBS All News 74.
A kitchen is more than just a place to cook. It's where good friends get together. And Friedman's Appliance has the ovens, ranges, microwaves, washers and dryers, dishwashers and refrigerators to fit any decor with unsurpassed performance. That's why Friedman's Appliance carries the Decor Epicure Dual Fuel Commercial Style Range and Oven. Decor gives your kitchen that professional stainless steel look with its patented gas flame broiler technology. Plus, the Decor Epicure Convection Oven equally distributes heat so food can cook evenly, faster, and at lower temperatures. So whether your kitchen is for pure culinary creation, a great place for gathering, or a little bit of both, Friedman's Appliance has Decor, all the major brands, and financing available. Friedman's Appliance showroom is located off 680 and Monument Boulevard in Pleasant Hill by the Dome Theater, or online at friedmansappliance.com. Friedman's Appliance, providing superior service with low prices and East Bay tradition for over 75 years. What's cooking in your kitchen?
America at war. Depend on KCBS for the latest developments.
On my orders, coalition forces have begun striking selected targets.
5, 6, 7, 8. Stop the violence. Stop.
San Francisco police are having to block off the intersections as the marchers approach traffic.
Around the world, around the bay, around the clock. We're always here the minute you need us. Count on it. KCBS, All News 74.
Coming up on KCBS, under the cover of night and a barrage of bombs, U.S. and British combat units have moved into Iraq. The latest from CBS News coming up at 5:50. KCBS News Time, 5:45. We have Hal Ramey back with us on the KCBS Sports Line. He's got a KCBS ski report, too, sponsored by your Northern California Lincoln Mercury dealers. Hal?
Well, Patty, a good start for both Cal and Stanford at the NCAA basketball tournament today. But, certainly wasn't easy for either team. Stanford opened up a big 17-point lead in the first half, then fell behind, had to come back and hang on to beat San Diego 77-69. Redeemed the Cardinal Josh Childress was 22. They'll face UConn Saturday. The Huskies beat BYU 58-53. Cal had to go overtime to beat NC State earlier in the day 76-74. Freshman Richard Midgley had a three-pointer with 4 seconds left to pull out that game. Next for the Bears, the top seed, Oklahoma. The Sooners, an easy win over South Carolina State today, 71-64. Earlier, Marquette in Missouri won at Indianapolis. At Spokane, at Salt Lake City, it was Arizona beating Vermont 80-51 and Gonzaga at Cincinnati 74-69. Games going on right now. Central Michigan continues to lead 6-8 at Creighton, 50-27. Arizona State ahead of Memphis, 57-49. Both those games still quite a ways to go in the second half. It's time now for the KCBS Ski Report. It is sponsored by your Northern California Lincoln Mercury dealers, and here is Kevin Tinto.
Another 6 inches of snow fell overnight above 7,000 feet, helping to maintain the better-than-average slope conditions we've enjoyed since last weekend. Surface conditions are reported as open powder, pack powder, and machine grooming on the main runs on a base of between 2 and 10 feet. Mike Pechner's mountain forecast calls for snow showers ending today, then partly cloudy spring-like weather with seasonal temperatures until late Saturday, when another weak system will bring snow showers for Sunday. For updated ski and weather, call 888-KCBS.
And from the slopes to the ice, the Sharks are getting in at Gambit, Colorado tonight. The Avs lead it 1-0 after the second period. Hal Ramey was forced at 15 and 45 on KCBS All News 74.
Good news, Bobby. Sit down, sit down. The club's agreed to terms. They want to sign you as their starting catcher.
Okay, I'm listening.
Yeah, they're offering you $50 million for the first year with an extra $5 million signing bonus.
Sounds okay.
Okay? That's just the beginning, baby. We're in talks for $10 million more in endorsements. I got you a big shoe contract, a soft drink deal, a personal masseuse, your own talk show.
Sounds decent, Phil.
Thank you.
So what they say about the dental plan?
Dental plan what?
Yeah, do they have Delta?
You mean Delta Dental? I don't know. Maybe. But look, Bobby, baby, what do you say, huh?
You call yourself an agent. I thought you were looking out for me, man.
When it comes to dental coverage, no one beats Delta Dental. Delta makes your dental care easy because we offer great value and the largest network of dentists. Plus, Delta also protects you from claim form hassles.
Hey, wait, Bobbo. How about I throw in a guaranteed retired jersey in the front of a cereal box, huh?
How about you get me Delta Dental?
Okay, how about I make a call?
No one protects you like Delta Dental. To find out about our full range of plans, including dental HMO plans for individuals, go to deltadentalca.org.
KCBS News Time, 5:48. John's back. He's been keeping a close eye on the Thursday evening commute.
And Patty, we got some help from the KCBS phone force this afternoon. Nikki calling to tell us about heavy traffic through Marin County, northbound 101. That's going to be stop and go from Sir Francis Drake on out towards the Civic Center. Southbound Highway 85, you're going to find heavy traffic approaching Union Avenue. Apparently, there's a protester waving a banner on the overcrossing just south of Union. That's the reason for the heavy traffic. Still, big traffic problems along the city streets through San Francisco. KCBS Sky 1.
And they're making it worse as the protesters have gone on a march now. This is reminiscent of when I used to cover the Beta Breakers. The march has been going on for about 15 minutes, but we still have people at the beginner's line, at the starting line. We've followed the protesters. Head up Powell. They've gone around Geary, Taylor. They're back onto Post Street right now as if they're going around Union Square, and traffic cannot get through where any of these protesters are.
Highway 101 along the Bayshore near SFO, KCBS Sky 2.
Your trip to the airport will be uneventful once you make it to 101, where their traffic is at or near the limits, north and southbound between 3Com and Millbrae.
And your next update at 5:58 on the traffic leader, KCBS.
Channel 5 KCBS meteorologist Samantha Moore is here to give us a pretty nice six-day forecast.
Spring-like weather conditions this evening. Temperatures will be in the upper 30s in the coolest spots, and we may have some valley ground fog. Other than that, tomorrow after the patchy fog burns off, we'll have mostly sunny skies, 60s to near 70 for our Friday. Saturday looks good, at least at the start, with increasing clouds later in the day, chance of showers in the afternoon through Saturday night and lasting into Sunday morning. Clearing out Sunday afternoon, we should end up having a dry Monday, increasing clouds on Tuesday, and a chance for rain again on Wednesday. All your weather details tonight on Channel 5.
We have traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on KCBS All News 74. It's 5:50.
CBS News Update, I'm John Harchi. Loud, large explosions are reported in the past hour or so around Basra, a city in southern Iraq. American Marines and soldiers started moving across the Kuwaiti border toward that area earlier in the day. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss joins us live from the Pentagon.
John, though there is no confirmation from here about anything going on the ground, Basra is a logical early target for the U.S. forces that have moved into southern Iraq. A very high priority of these forces is to get control of the oil facilities, and there are major oil fields around Basra, and that is the main port through which oil is sent out of Iraq. There has been a lot of concern that the Iraqis would try to sabotage their oil wells, which provide the main source of income for a nation that may very soon become America's responsibility.
Loud explosions are reported now in Mosul in northern Iraq, according to Al Jazeera. In Baghdad, it's a little before dawn now. Time for morning prayer. Several hours ago, Iraq's capital city was rocked by a cruise missile attack aimed, the Pentagon says, at Republican Guard facilities. President Bush says 40 countries have now joined the list of those backing the U.S.-led coalition. In a taped broadcast to American troops, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld praised the forces and wished them well.
You have the strong support of your commander-in-chief, of the Congress, and of the American people.
Anti-war demonstrations have broken out across the country and overseas. WBBM's Bob Roberts reports Chicago demonstrators have tied up city traffic.
Police are trying to figure out where to channel them next. They honestly don't know where they're going to go. As I'm speaking, the traffic is beginning to move on southbound Lakeshore Drive, so apparently they do have that clear now. But northbound Lakeshore Drive is going to be closed for the foreseeable future. So far as we know, only one arrest so far in this protest.
CBS News Update. I'm John Harchi.
Keep it tuned to KCBS for the latest on the military action in the Persian Gulf and anti-war protests here at home. The next update from CBS News is coming your way at 6 o'clock. KCBS News time, 5:52. While protesters filled San Francisco's city streets as Mayor Willie Brown celebrated his 69th birthday in the rotunda of City Hall. Barbara Taylor reports from the KCBS San Francisco City Hall Bureau. The mayor has some words of his own about the war.
I wish the war would end in the next 10 minutes.
He blew out a single candle on a sweet potato pie as his sentiment about American bombs falling in Iraq resonated throughout the rotunda, where hundreds had gathered for Mayor Willie Brown's surprise birthday celebration. Brown may not like the war, but he doesn't like the demonstrators who are blocking San Francisco streets either, calling their behavior misguided and accusing them of aiding the enemy.
I must tell you, though, that most of the people being arrested and have been arrested by probably more than 75-80% are not San Franciscans. I just wish they stay in their own communities and protest rather than put the expense on us.
And it's a big price tag indeed, $500,000 a day for police overtime to manage these protests. Cost, the mayor says, will translate into more health cuts and fewer programs for the homeless. In San Francisco, Barbara Taylor, KCBS All News 74.
KCBS Financial News is coming right up.
Get unlimited text messaging for just $2.99 per month for 3 months. Only singular customers can text in their vote for polls during NCAA basketball tournament games. Offer ends April 12th.
Old windows cost you money year in and year out. They waste lots of energy, of that there's no doubt. Stop heating and cooling costs going down the drain. Install Armstrong windows, they're all double pane. Help block out the noise, make your home worth much more. Just phone 37s and a 1234.
Hi, I'm Roxanne, international design consultant for Patio World. We opened our first patio furniture showroom over 40 years ago in the city of San Rafael. And this year, we received the Apollo Award nomination for the best multi-chain retailer in America. Our elegant showrooms feature an unparalleled selection of the highest quality, internationally designed furniture. You'll find most every collection on our showroom floor is designed exclusively for you, only from us. This year, we are especially proud of our many new designs and our very own prestigious Patio World Classics collection. Remember, you haven't seen patio furniture until you've seen Patio World. Come take a look.
Patio World has the largest selection of internationally designed furniture in California. Your satisfaction is guaranteed, and we deliver and set up exactly where you want it. Patio World showrooms are located in San Rafael, San Carlos, Lafayette, Pleasanton, Mountain View, and Fresno.
Quality leisure living, Patio World.
Call 1-888-77-PATIO.
KCBS News Time, 5:55. Metro PCS sponsors KCBS Financial News with Bob Price. Another rally for the Dow.
Mortgage rates have moved higher. Freddie Mac, in its latest report, says the average rate on a 30-year fixed-rate loan is up to 5.79%. 15-year rate mortgages are up to 5.11%. But keep in mind, even with the upward movement, mortgage interest rates remain near 40-year lows. For the markets, another advance today. In fact, the Dow has now risen 762 points in the past seven sessions. It has been up every day for seven sessions in a row, adding 21 points today to close at 8,286. The NASDAQ up more than 5 to 1,402. The S&P 500 up almost 2 points to 875. And the KCBS MarketWatch.com Silicon Valley Index adds more than 2 points to close at 208.60. 10-year Treasury up 3/32. The yield 3.97%. Again, the Dow plus 21, and the NASDAQ adds more than 5. At the Pacific Exchange, I'm Bob Price. Financial News, 25 and 55 on KCBS All News 74.
Which of these things is not like the other? A, your monthly rent payment. B, your monthly car insurance bill. Or C, your monthly wireless phone bill. The answer clearly is C. Your wireless calling plan doesn't make a lick of sense. You don't pay for car insurance by how many miles you drive. You don't pay for rent by the hour. So why should you pay for wireless by the minute? With Metro PCS, you pay one flat rate, and you can talk all you want, all over town. Just $35 a month. No limits, no contracts, no catches. That makes so much sense. How could you not switch? Pay by the month, not by the minute. Call 1-888-8-METRO-8. Metro PCS. Permission to speak. freely.
Visit the downtown San Leandro Metro PCS store on 1417 East 14th Street and meet Jason Richardson of the Golden State Warriors from 2 to 3 p.m. on Saturday, March 22nd. That's Saturday, March 22nd from 2 to 3 p.m. in the San Leandro Metro PCS store for Jason Richardson of the Golden State Warriors.
10, 9, 8.
All strapped in, the launch is a go, but you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and the whole nation is looking at you.
Houston, I have a problem. I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H, medicated wipes with aloe, the bigger, easier way to cleanse, cool, and soothe. 4 times bigger than Tux pads and easier to grab from the resealable plastic tub.
This trip is scheduled for 2 weeks.
I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H medicated wipes, big relief. Use as directed.
Another lending success story from LendingTree.com.
I'm way too busy to get a line of credit right now, so I'm letting LendingTree.com get one for me. Well, actually, they're getting me 4. I fill out one simple form and get 4 offers back within hours. I will eventually have to take a minute to choose one, but that's the fun part anyway.
Visit LendingTree.com or call 1-800-555-TREE. That's 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win at LendingTree.com. Equal housing opportunity. For additional information and state license disclosures, please visit our website located at LendingTree.com.
KCBS News Time 5:58. John's back one more time this hour with more KCBS traffic.
Patty, the Highway Patrol still on scene with an injury accident in Belmont, northbound 101 past Ralston Avenue. It looks like all the activity off to the shoulder, but traffic slow in pockets as you make your way out of Palo Alto all the way through San Mateo. The city street situation through San Francisco is always changing this afternoon. KCBS Sky One Run Survey.
We still have the big protest rally going on at Powell and Market, but a huge splinter group has left there. They're doing a march, and that march now extending down Post Street, extending, in fact, from Union Square all the way out to Market. They are now crossing Market, once again closing Market Street. Looks like they're going to be heading down south of Market, but in the meantime, traffic cannot get through anywhere around Union Square.
The freeway situation through San Francisco, KCBS Guy 2.
San Francisco freeway is in pretty good shape. No delays right now onto the lower deck of the Bay Bridge, and the 280 extension is fine between 101 and the split for 6th and King.
And a quick look at Highway 4, KCBS Guy 3.
And John, slow traffic east of Bailey continues through Pittsburgh and Antioch.
And your next update, 608 on the traffic leader, KCBS.
We're going to see clear skies overnight. It's going to get chilly inland with lows in the 30s and 40s. After a bit of morning fog, tomorrow should be a great day. Sunny and a little bit warmer. High should range in the 60s to low 70s in some of the inland valleys. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on KCBS All News 74. It's Thursday, March 20th, 2003. Some of the stories we're following for you. The U.S. has intensified the war to disarm Saddam Hussein. British and American troops have entered southern Iraq, and the U.S. has bombed Baghdad for a second straight night. And police arrest more than 1,000 protesters in San Francisco's anti-war demonstrations today. Good evening. I'm Patty Rising. Mike Pulsifer is off today. CBS News is next on the hour.
Serving the Bay Area with all news, all the time. KCBS, San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose. An Infinity Station. This is KCBS. Remember to follow the News Vault from KCBS Radio on social media. On Facebook, we're at News Vault Podcast. On Twitter, find us at News Vault SF. On Instagram, we're at News Vault. Until our next episode, you are leaving the News Vault from KCBS Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!